This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Christiane Dunsford, and I will graduate May 19th, 2015. I was originally going to Wakulla High School, and then around the 10th grade year, my father left to go overseas, so I had to stay with my mother. We didn't quite get along. It was in a bad area. I didn't really like that or the people, so I just quit going. I was actually going to get my GED, but my sister was coming here for orientation. Kind of heard it, and you know, you can advance on and get done whenever you get done. So I was like, well, this might be for me. So I grabbed an application, and I got accepted, so here I am. I knew getting my GED was not the same as a diploma. You can have way more opportunities. I finally got finished in like a month and a half, not even, and so I dual enrolled at TCC. The whole time my father was gone, we Skyped all the time, and I was regretting telling him, you know, Dad, I might need to get my GED, I might need to drop out. And of course, he was trying to push me like, no, you don't want to do that. But then he thought that might be the best option for me too. So we were talking about it, and then just turned around whenever he came back. You know, he's my rock, so. When he's gone, you know, it's just, you don't have somebody. Graduating takes a lot of work, but you definitely get paid off in the end. You get more job opportunities, so just push through, don't give up. It may seem hard at first, but once you start taking those tiny steps, you will accomplish it. Don't look towards a long-term goal because you're just gonna think it's so far away. You gotta break it down into steps and then work your way up through those baby steps before you can make it. My name is Christy Dunsford. I graduate on May 19th of 2015 from Success Academy.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.